I make it a habit when I'm at networking events or anywhere with anyone to try and provide value. Everyone is special. Doesn't matter if they're behind you or ahead of you in your journey, but if you can show them that you care and that you want to provide value, that's important to everyone.
Real estate is about freedom, choice freedom, time freedom, and money freedom, and the impact you can make with that freedom. But it doesn't come without cost. Your freedom takes work. That's why Neil Timmons brings together the tools you need to build your real estate legacy, from tips and tricks to interviews with industry titans. It's all here in one place. Real Grit. Let's get to it.
I got Nathan Payne here today. Nathan, how are you?
I'm doing really good. How you doing?
Man, I'm so good. It's good to see you in person here, or in digital land, I guess.
That's right.
Tell me this. Everybody got started in real estate somehow, somewhere. Where was your entry point?
You know what? I was doing door-to-door sales for about 6 years before I got into real estate. My entry point was after I graduated from college. My roommate that I roomed with a lot in college, his dad was big into wholesaling. My business partner at the time, Corey, he went and did tech sales. I kept doing Dish, and then I got married, Dish Networks, door-to-door. I got married, didn't want to do the transient lifestyle anymore. So I said, what can I do that makes good money that has to do with me, you know, talking with people, sales? And then I was like, hey, Corey's dad did wholesaling. Let's get into real estate. So I reached out to him and I said, hey, let's go for it. I quit my job and he quit his, and we just went right into it.
Dude, what year was that?
2000, and I think it was 2018. Yeah.
2018. All right. So did Corey's father then become a mentor to you guys, show you some of the ropes or what?
You know, it's interesting. Yeah, somewhat, but at the same time, we realized that he was kind of newer to what wholesaling, what we were trying to do.
Yeah.
I think he was doing more of a model where, you know, he was in Missouri. So he'd find a bunch of like, you know, older homes and he'd try to put investors in them and already rented. But we were trying to just find distressed properties, just a straight wholesale.
Yeah. You just want to get things across, not mess with people or tenants or anything else. Yeah.
And he had a little bit of a different model, but we had some questions for him. He was able to help us a little bit.
What was that first year like for you guys?
It was a lot of turbulence up and down. You know, first 3 months, we connected with a broker. He said, yeah, you guys can come and work in my office. I'll give you a mojo dialer and some lists, anything that you guys wholesale keep, and then anything that you can't wholesale, I'll list. So that's kind of how we got there, and took 3 months to get our first deal, 5K. And then after that started snowballing, you know, we were getting more deals, but then it wasn't very consistent. We'd make money, it would go down. Make money go down. And now that I don't have a business partner, a lot of it, I think, is because, you know, we also had to split all the profit, you know, 50-50. Sure. So it didn't go as far as we'd like, right? But yeah, that was kind of first year was just turbulent, not knowing how to market, not knowing what to do, and, you know, trying to learn from it.
Yeah. So a lot of people, you know, 90 days to get a deal, they're some point you're like, I don't know if this is it for us anymore or to begin with. What was that like early on? How did you stay mentally strong to be able to get through what was required?
It didn't really dawn on me, or like it didn't really register that it was a long time. I just figured this is just what it takes to get into it, right? So it was interesting. I didn't really have that thought, but I will also say we did have some safety nets. Both our wives work. So it's like, we believe we had time and to figure it out without it being like a dire situation.
Yeah. So fast forward me, you know, a couple of years, you're into this, COVID comes around. What did your world look like at that time?
Yeah. So what was going on at COVID time? We were kind of struggling at that time to like get consistent deals in one market. And we heard, you know, a lot of this nationwide stuff that was like, hey, go network, try to get deals nationwide. You'll be able to get deals quicker, easier, cheaper. So we went all in on, you know, pay-per-click campaigns and try to get deals. We were so stoked our first month because we had like 40 contracts, but then we ended up only being able to sell like one because we had no idea how to comp in different areas.
Yeah, they're all out of value. Yep.
So it, to be real, that was like up and down too, because we were just trying to figure it out. It was like a new model, but that's kind of what happened when COVID hit. We went all virtual, you know, and we went nationwide. So we got really good at closing deals over the phone. Yep. And, you know, that's kind of where we're at that time.
Yeah. 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 So bring me forward then. So from COVID to today, where'd you guys end up on the nationwide model then?
It's an interesting time to chat. So when we were doing really well at the beginning of this year, we were, you know, closing several like 5 to 10 deals a month, depending on the month. Right. Yep. And we were doing well. Right. And we had hired virtual assistants to do our acquisitions, because we're like, oh, they're cheaper. We're paying our guys like 15-20%. And we can pay these guys like 10 bucks. So we were doing that and they were closing deals. But when the market shift happened in Utah specifically, like these guys weren't that good at getting deals.
Right.
So the shift happened and I talked to my business partner, I joined the family and I was like, hey, man, like, I don't even think we really need to be business partners. No offense. Like, we're still good buddies, but I said, like, I can do this job by myself, right? Yep. Like, we don't need to split. What my model looks like now is like completely different than running like a whole big wholesaling company with, because we had acquisitions managers, leads managers, we had the whole thing built out, but it just was like a lot of work. What I do now is I do reverse wholesaling and I just get, I'm really close to like 10 to 15 buyers in my market that are consistently buying still. I just bring them deals that I find on the MLS, that I find from other wholesalers. And it's just me and it's three VAs. So my overhead compared to like what I was doing before, I was spending like 30, 40K a month on marketing. It felt like getting a $150,000 deal was not that exciting because everyone had to get paid in marketing. So now it's like, hey, everything I get is pretty much pure profit. And I like work part-time now. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Have you been to the vault? Realgritvault.com. Listen, we've got multiple guests who come on and oftentimes they bring us little tips, tricks, tools, scripts, Excel calculators, a multitude of things, and they share it. They share it for you. You can get them totally free, totally free. Realgritvault.com. Never been on the show who's brought everything. It's all behind the vault. Get it. Realgritvault.com.
That's incredible. How are you able to keep up on the lead flow or the deal flow, finding deals to feed the buyers?
You know what? It's like I'm a part of every buyer's list here in Utah, and it's not too difficult. I just look at deals all the time. And I have VAs that I've trained to look at deals as well. Yeah. So if we see something good, we'll call our buyer, whether it's on the MLS or, you know, from another wholesaler. And I'll call wholesalers and be like, hey, I think I have some for this. Can I just add my fee on top? And they're cool with it. So I'm not like so much trying to like conquer the world and do like 10, 15 deals. I'm trying to do maybe like 3 or 4 a month. Yeah. And with low expenses. And I'm also building Investor Thrive, which is my coaching company. So that's like something I'm more passionate about than just like grinding to, you know, talk to sellers.
No, it sounds like you've got a lifestyle business. So it's something that a business that complements your lifestyle, the way you want to live, how you want to do it.
Exactly.
Talk to me about the coaching business. What's that look like? Where are you headed there?
Yeah. So the reason why I started coaching at the beginning of the year was I paid for a lot of mentors and mentors have helped me immensely. I think that's like something that is very valuable, but what you pay for and what you get is a lot of the times not like what people want. They want access to the person they're paying a lot of money to talk to. And a lot of these coaching programs, you don't even get their phone number. You don't even get a hold of them, get to talk to them. They're busy, right? They're successful. They've made it. So, you know, they're not very accessible. And that's kind of what you feel like you're paying for. At least that's what I thought I was paying for with a lot of mentorships. So I was like, hey, look, I have time. I can help these people that are in the mentorship and I'll be completely accessible. I'll give you my phone number. I'll let you talk to me. So, and what's come from that is deals, you know, doing more deals, helping people. So I have two different tiers. I have it's called a wholesaling, painless wholesaling club. That's what my stuff is called, Nathan Payne. So yeah. I call it my way of wholesaling painless. The painless wholesaling club is like, it was running a special where it's $99 a month. And it's just like, come in, I'll teach you a call every week and I'll give you leads that have been in my CRM over the last 4 years. I have like 140,000 skip trace leads that I can't get a hold of by myself. So I give them out to people that join the club. And I'm just trying to create a community where it's like, hey, look, if you're brand new, it's okay. Like, come in here. Let's help you out. If you don't have 5K or 10K, that's understandable. Not a lot of people want to invest that. That's kind of what I did for that. And then the upper tier is like a one-on-one mentorship where obviously you upgrade. So I'm really passionate about the community because, you know, if I had something like that when I started where it was like really low and it's just like, you know, not a big risk for me, but I still like was motivated, I think it would have been awesome. So I just created it.
Yeah. It sounds like you get the goal there is get them going, get them moving, give them some resources and some tutelage to be able to get a deal or deals done. And then, you know, walk into success and then, you know, kind of upgrade and from there.
Yeah. I mean, so many people probably want to just try this out, dabble and see if it's right for them, but it's kind of hard to dabble in this with a coach or like a program without, you know, having to really, really commit.
You're absolutely right about that. There's no doubt about that. What's the, you know, thinking back to when you first started, what do you wish you knew?
I wish I would have gotten around the right people sooner. I mean, when I was grinding and knocking on doors, I saw everything as a scarcity mentality. Like there's not enough deals to go around. Yeah. So that's kind of how I saw it, but it's all abundance now. I don't have that kind of that mentality anymore. I think there's more deals to go around than we know what to do with.
Yeah. And it sounds like from a coaching standpoint, the more you give, the more you get.
Yes. And that's something I've learned. Like the biggest lesson I've learned is like, you give more, you get more. It's the law of reciprocity, right? Like you just give and help people out and it comes back.
Yeah. So we're recording this. It's the first part of November 2022 as we record this. The market's changing. Interest rates have just risen yet again this week, set by the Fed. You know, as you look forward a year from now, what do you think the world looks like? And investor-wise, who do you think survives or thrives?
That's a great question. I think that the interest rates will eventually go down. Maybe they're just trying to like shock, like disturb the market or whatever. I guess they can reset everything, right? Mm. But I think it'll go down. So the problem that we've had is we were flipping a lot. So we have like three properties that aren't selling that are nice. They're just not selling. So we're having to refinance out of those and then sell those, you know, terms or lease options. And it's like, you know, the lender I'm talking to, he's hopeful. You know, he's like, I think it will go down in 6 months. I'm hoping just because like, if it keeps going up, it's going to be hard to cash flow in Utah, make money. But I believe it, I think it will go down or unless they're just trying to take out every investor, right?
It's going to be a bumpy or could potentially be a very bumpy road moving forward. Yeah. Tell me, what's one little known habit you possess that attributes to your success?
I make it a habit when I'm at networking events or anywhere with anyone to try and provide value, like wherever I am. Because I understand that like everyone is special. Doesn't matter if they're behind you or ahead of you in your journey. But you know, if you can show them that you care and that you want to provide value, I think that's important to everyone. So that's what I try to do. I just try to, you know, give back and help out. That's a habit or something that I try to do.
Yeah, no, great. Well, let's do this. I want to move on to the final segment, what I call 4-4 Impact.
4 for Impact.
Your favorite quote, if you are persistent, you will get it. If you're consistent, you will keep it. Harvey McKay said it. What about that resonates most with you?
I mean, I think consistency is in the key, especially in being a wholesaler. I mean, you can go out, if you don't do any calls and then you wait till the last month to make all your calls, it's just not going to work. Like you can call for 8 hours and just kill yourself, or you can call 2 hours a day and be consistent with it and you're going to have better results. That's something that like has really stuck with me in this business is like, it's not about like the big jolts and the big bursts of energy. It's like the consistent people. That's why like, it's interesting to see like noobs or new people, they do deals all the time because they're doing the actions. That's about it.
Yeah, no, you're totally right about that. What do you think it is that holds most investors back from hitting their personal next level?
I think it's the action. I think people get lazy. I think it's just a trait that people, you know, I think that some people face is they just get complacent or maybe make a big check and they're like, I can relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I think it's so important to have, you know, just be consistent with what you do, like making calls. Like if you stop following up with your leads, I mean, they're going to talk to someone else that's going to talk to them.
Outside of real estate, what are you most passionate about?
I really like working on my mindset and mentality. Like I'm really big into my morning routine, like journaling, writing things down, like envisioning things. That's something I'm really passionate about. And even like helping people with, that's something I'm excited about in my club. Like not only do people come in to have a community and learn how to wholesale, but I want to help them just be better and, you know, set their routines. Cause when I first started 4 years ago, I had no idea what a routine was. Like I just would wake up and try and get to work, but now it's, I time block.
More structure. Yeah.
90-day goals, plan my week. I know I have a vision for the year. It's fun to know kind of where you're going.
Yeah. What's your favorite way to make an impact in the community?
I would say just answer questions. I think there's so many people in my network that just have questions. And when I answer them without charging them or asking them for anything, they're just so grateful. And it's interesting. It's like, hey, I just answered a question. Like it's not a big deal, but to them, it's like the biggest thing. And, you know, I guess it is helpful to give someone information, you know, that they're seeking.
No, that's great. For people, they want to find you, they want to connect, they want to follow you. Where can they go? What should they do?
So I have a YouTube channel. It's Nathan Payne. If you just search Nathan Payne, my name, you'll find it. It's also Investor Thrive TV. It's Nathan Payne Investor Thrive TV. But that's where you can find me. I have a Facebook group called Painless Wholesaling Group. And my Instagram is Nathan Payne Official. Those are the three platforms that I really pump a lot of stuff out to. But really, you can find me anywhere. Because, you know, when I got into this, I was like, hey, I got to be omnipresent. I got to go everywhere. So. Yeah. Yeah. Those are the three that those would probably be the best.
Great. We'll make sure we get those links put below in the show notes for everybody. Nathan, I really appreciate you taking the time to connect up here. You've got an interesting story about how you went from door-to-door sales and then ultimately you broke into the real estate business to learn this. And now we're giving back in such a big way to help folks entering that wholesaling space.
For sure. Thank you.
Yeah. And I appreciate the time here, Nathan. Thanks so much.
Anytime.
Yeah. For everybody here at Real Grit, I'm Neil Timmons, reminding you that real estate requires real grit. See you next time.
If you like our content and want more, you can access it at realgritpodcast.com. You hear it guest after guest. Instinctively, you already know it. But let me call it out. The most expensive action is inaction. The real estate market is full of opportunities. You just need to uncover them. You can build a business that lasts for years, makes monumental impact in the lives of those that you love. It's not just about business, but about the freedom you get because of it. Have you ever heard the saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I believe that partnering is essential. In fact, I partner with hardworking investors all the time. The point is that you can get a lot further with the right partner. Let me say it again, the right partner. If you've ever thought about partnering with anyone, or if you have a partner now, I encourage you to download my free Partner and Profit Guide, which includes the top 5 must answer questions to evaluate a profitable partnership. You can find it at www.legacyimpactpartners.com. I'll see you in the next episode.
Hey, it's Neil Timmons. I've got a question for you. Are you a fix and flipper and want to leverage your skills, build passive income, create bigger paydays? Maybe you buy and hold rental houses and you want to increase your income by working less. Maybe you're executing on the Burr methodology and times being what they are, you're finding more cash locked into a deal. Maybe you want more predictable profits, or maybe this is your first go at real estate. Well, I've got a challenge for you. The 20X Profit Challenge. It's hosted and taught by yours truly. I'm going to teach and show you over the course of 5 days in this totally free challenge, how to 20X your profit. Lesson one's a game changer, multiplying your income and capital fast. Lesson two is the perfect plan. I'm going to show you how to be getting off market 20X profit deals coming to you. The cash flow multipliers, lesson three, how to rapidly force appreciation and income growth. Lesson four is the deal accelerator, buying and holding profit guaranteed properties. And lesson five, the wealth accumulator, consistently closing a 20X profit deals. I'm going to show you exactly my methodology, exactly what I did to go from where I was at, not achieving the results I wanted to achieve in my life, not achieving that passive income that I hoped for, that I knew I was capable of, and in 3.5 years, becoming financially free. I'm going to do that in a 5-day free challenge. To sign up, go to 20xprofitchallenge.com, 20xprofitchallenge.com. We've got one coming up. Go there now, register. It's totally free. 20xprofitchallenge.com, and I'll see you in the challenge.